In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. It is Thursday today, the 19th of April. Good as always to have you along, everybody. We are going to do a little catch-up here to start the program, where things stand at week 7 of the AT&T Time Warner trial. To refresh your memories, since 7 weeks is now officially an eternity, AT&T, which owns a lot of content distribution pipes, if you will, wants to spend $85 billion to buy Time Warner, which owns CNN, HBO, and a bunch of other content companies. The Justice Department says, oh, no, you are not, because anti-competitive. Today was AT&T CEO Randall Stephenson's turn on the witness stand. The government's already had a chance to make its case. Marketplace's Ryan Kailath reviews the big issues and reminds us what's at stake.
Let's say you're 35 years old. You don't own a television and you've never had a cable TV subscription.
You're not alone. There are tens of millions of you out there, and that's why the cable industry is never going to recover.
That's the prevailing wisdom, delivered here by Porter Bibb of MediaTek Capital Partners. He says the whole market is obviously transitioning to digital. The Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, Googles of the world own the future, and advertisers understand this.
Streaming advertising revenue is jumping 25-35% a year, while it's declining in traditional media and cable.
AT&T and Comcast and Verizon and all the rest of the communications companies that we all grew up with need to expand and to transform themselves.
To be able to compete, says telecom analyst Jeff Kagan, and AT&T in court today. The U.S. Justice Department didn't get back to us, but here's Jeff Bergmeier of the consumer advocacy group Public Knowledge.
We think that this merger would ultimately raise prices for consumers while reducing competition.
Even if they don't outright raise prices, there's other ways a merged AT&T Time Warner could make things difficult for their competitors. Giving you a better deal on your HBO package if you buy internet from them, for example. The details of the case can get pretty complicated, says Bergmeier, and
it's just a matter of who tells the more convincing story.
Because this is a bench trial, and the final decision will rest with just one judge. In New York, I'm Ryan Kailath for Marketplace.